The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. Good morning and welcome to Monday, April 29th. Man, I can tell you, where has the time flown in this election cycle, huh? Join the conversation at 770-563-3770-KMED. Email Bill at Bill Myers Show. Heard all over Southern Oregon on 106.3 KMED, 106.7 in South County, 99.3 KCMD in Grants Pass. By the way, we are going to be moving some things around in Grants Pass in the next few weeks. I'll have some more news for you and some changes with KCMD, and we're probably going to be going to 105.9 for our Grants Pass signal here in the near future, but I'll tell you more about that. And, of course, streamed on KMED.com. But I wanted to at least give you a heads up on a few changes coming. This will be probably around June when things are happening. So we're going to try to make sure everybody knows what's going on. I always had, you know, anytime you kind of change anything up around and people get upset, and I get it. I get upset too. And, you know, some things have to be done. Okay. Anyway, we got a lot going on this morning, and we're going to talk with Dr. Curry Myers later this morning about 6:30. And what's interesting about him is that he's a criminologist and he's a retired sheriff, criminologist, and has done a lot when it comes to drug issues. One of the biggest problems we've had here in Southwest Oregon is how do we end up taking care of the fentanyl, the heroin, all of the other opiates and various other street drugs, given the fact that we've decided that it's morally superior just to help people avoid killing themselves on drugs and help them take them more. I know this is also combined in with the homelessness thing. But Dr. Myers was actually involved in a drug intervention or a drug-stopping kind of program back when he was in law enforcement that he said actually worked and worked really well. And I'd like to get his take on that. Maybe it's something that we could borrow something from. And I know that House Bill 4002, that everyone has been patting themselves on the back about, is supposedly, repealing Measure 110, that ridiculous George Soros push that many Oregon voters fell for a couple of years ago in the election cycle. But it's not really going to solve much trouble. I talked about that Saturday in my talk at the Patriots Conference at Josephine County Fairgrounds. That was actually a lot of great people there, a lot of great people, Ben. I have to tell you, Trevor Loudon, man, that dude was bringing it. Trevor Loudon bringing the communism and the details of the communism of our senators and many of our representatives in Congress. And he's written books about it. In fact, I bought a couple of his books over the weekend, stuck them in my Kindle so I could just have them around there for reference purposes. We're going to have to go over Wyden and Merkley some morning. But anyway, the thing we were talking, I'll talk about that, though. It was a great talk. But I did make the point on Saturday that House Bill 4002 is not going to fix much of anything. I've talked to too many police officers and people who are in the justice system that say that there's just too much voluntary, too much, well, if the drug addict wants to do this, well, then this could happen, and there's just really not much of a stick. Way too many carrots, not too many sticks when it comes right down to it. And generally speaking, people do things because they want to, and the incentives are just not there. So maybe we are going to have to attack it on the supply side more than anything else. So we'll talk with Dr. Curry Myers about that. Now then, after 7 o'clock, we'll talk with Jackson County Commissioner Colleen Roberts, also Joyce Michelangelo from the Jackson County Republican Women. And they are co-hosting and helping out. We're just doing all this stuff tonight. Town hall meetings tonight and tomorrow night in Southwest Oregon to answer questions and just drive home why you need to vote no on 15224, 15225, and 15226. Those are the charter changes that have been schemed up by the Jackson County Democrats and also many people who are failed county commission candidates. So we'll be doing one of those meetings tonight at the Ashpole Center in Eagle Point. That's at 17 South Buchanan Street, City Hall, from 6 to 7 o'clock. They're going to be real quick meetings. We get together. We have an hour. We have the room for the hour. I'll be the MC for it. And we're going to talk about the various issues and also show many of the arguments against it. In fact, it's all the arguments against it. And no, we're not being fair and balanced about this. And it would be ridiculous to be fair and balanced about such a bloodthirsty attack on our government as what the Democrats have been pushing here for Jackson County for All. Okay. And I feel the same way about 17-116, Josephine County. In fact, Josephine County, it's even worse than what they're trying to do to Jackson County. Joe County has it even worse, but because it is worse, what the Democrats are pushing in Joe County with the 17-116 charter repeal and replace, there's a much greater chance that it will be easily sent down and just deep sixed and trashed, okay? Because they're doing absolutely everything in Josephine County that they want to do in Jackson County, except Jackson County, it's just a little bit of the poison. In Josephine County with 17-116, they're trying to get you to suck all the poison down right now. Go into districts right away. So this way we have district commissioners rather than county commissioners. I talked a lot about that on my Saturday talk. Not a lot, but there are other people doing that. It is such a simply sold. I mean, it just astounds me that anybody would not see through the scheme that both mostly leftists have been pushing through here in Jackson and Josephine County. All these charter changes need to be killed. All of them. I know some people say, well, you know, Josephine County, we're already nonpartisan. And they want to do a nonpartisan in Jackson County, too. That's one of them. I suppose that's not the most serious thing, but are people so concerned about everything being nonpartisan? It's because they want to hide partisanship. That's what it is. I love it when some people say, well, leave it up to the voters to figure out what these people, what these candidates are all about. Party affiliations go a long way to help it a bit. Wouldn't you say? Yeah? Gosh. That's one of the challenges that people have when they're voting for judges. Judges, district attorney type people, all the rest. Oh, no, we're right down in the middle. We have absolutely no bias. Everybody has bias. Everybody has a point of view. Parties are one tool that can help us actually make that determination. Parties aren't everything, but they're not nothing. You know, if you have a sheriff, the way the way that Republicans and Democrats and the Greens and everything else are currently constituted, you do have some idea if someone says, I'm a Democrat, given that Democrats control most of the garbage that's being done in this state. For the most part, Democrats, you pretty have an idea where they're coming from. And the same with a Republican. Then your problem when someone says they're a Republican, are they a real Republican, or are they go along, get along, and negotiate with the Democrats for terms of surrender kind of Republicans, which are a lot of those that are in the state legislature. So anyway, we got a lot to do tonight, 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock, Ashpole Center. We'll talk about these measures in Jackson County, at least. And tomorrow, same thing, Roxy Ann Grange, 6 to 7 o'clock, 1850 Spring Street in Medford. Okay? All right. You really get going on these charter changes. It's like I'm outraged internally and externally of the audacity of these people trying to sell people on more democracy when really what it's about is more of the poison that the state of Oregon has already been giving us. This is the Bill Myers Show, 22 after 6. You can join in, 770-5633.
Looking for reliable roofing experts? Turn to the family-owned gem of our community, Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc., your go-to for metal roofing solutions, offering 25-year workmanship guarantee on all projects. New construction, re-roofing project, residential or commercial, they've got you covered. This experienced team ensures a stress-free experience from start to finish. Choose quality. Choose Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. for your metal roofing needs. Call today. Get an estimate tomorrow, 541-941-3736.
Got a mess with the IRS or a tax date with the state? You may need representation. Visit FirstResponseIRS.com. First Response Resolution, your local tax resolution experts in Eagle Point, defending your rights as a taxpayer. Visit FirstResponseIRS.com.
Whether you've had your car for a few months or many years, most people take pride in their vehicles and take good care of them. So when an accident happens, Lithia Body and Paint knows you want it back on the road fast, looking better than ever. Since 1946, Lithia Body and Paint has been putting minor dings and major collisions in the rearview mirror. Service, speed, accuracy. That's Lithia Body and Paint. Repair so good, it's like it never happened. Find them on Bullock Road, just off Crater Lake Highway in Medford. Lithia Body and Paint.
Are you buying or selling a house this year? Here's a tip from Grants Pass Water Lab. If you buy or sell a property with a well, Oregon requires tests for bacteria, arsenic, and nitrate. Don't let this slow you down. Get your well tested now. Grants Pass Water Lab offers next day results for bacteria tests and a speedy 3 to 5 days for the full reporting that meets all the state requirements. Online at gpwaterlab.com. Independent and serving the Rogue Valley for more than 40 years.
Hi, I'm Randy with Diner 62, and I'm on KLED and KCMD.
24 after 6. A couple of headlines here. River Valley Church ended up buying Flying Lark. That ended up being announced over the weekend. KOBI 5 reporting that this Grants Pass Church will be taking over the Flying Lark facility. And they paid, what, $14.9 million? Just under $15 million. And Travis Boersma of Dutch Bros co-founder. He's the one, of course, that built that and was meant to house the restaurant and horse racing machines. But the State Department of Justice said it would violate state gambling laws, even though there were similar machines up in Portland, right? I think what it really means is Travis Boersma's plan was to compete with tribes, and nobody competes with tribes because tribes send lots of money to politicians. That's the part that doesn't get said in the story, all right? But Michael Bond saying River Valley Church, he's the campus pastor, says, we're really excited about this because of its location. Very powerful, very special people with big visions put it in place. So I guess spring of 2025 is when they're thinking about moving into that, all right? On the downside, we had an officer-involved shooting. Boy, it was a wild chase. Linn County, north of Eugene. It was yesterday, 3 o'clock. OSP involved with this one, and they went to Coburg to help Coburg police and Lane County sheriffs. They had a reported shooting in Coburg, critically injured one of the people there, and they were looking for the other involved suspect. And so around 6 o'clock, they see the vehicle in the Coburg shooting and driving, and so they pursue northbound Interstate 5 around exit 209. They put out the spike strips there. And a driver of the suspect vehicle dead right there is what ended up happening. A passenger in the suspect vehicle also hurt during the shooting, transported for treatment, and they're not putting out a lot of other details at the moment. But, yeah, that was a wild time if you were closer to Eugene, Interstate 5 over the weekend. Let me go to the phones here. Hey, Tom. Tom, you kick things off this morning here. What's on your mind today? Welcome.
Well, I hope someone calls in and tells us why Cliff Bentz voted for more war, more killing of kids in the Middle East and Ukraine. I wanted to answer your question, too. You asked, why can't people see about the charter amendments and basically stacking the board of commissioners and so forth? Well, I'll tell you why. We had the Rogue Valley Times has put a kibosh on that subject. They will not publish anything about it. Mm-hmm. And same, they're doing the same with the global warming crisis. I don't know if you noticed in the Saturday paper, you were busy, but they had, their opinion page was mostly all about global warming. So if you wonder why people are so stupid, we're being cultivated like mushrooms in the dark with the same kind of food that fed the mushrooms.
Yeah, so the paper, the RV Times, is just continuing to essentially be Alan Journay's paper, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, it's good to know, though. It's good to know that. So don't take your climate change news from them. You know, the thing is that this is such a push. It is a push, and you read Lou Rockwell every day. I know I do, too. And I know you read Lou Rockwell. There's a great article in there which kind of goes down to what the Rogue Valley Times is all about, in which essentially the entire green agenda, including climate change, is about reestablishing a neo-pagan religion, is really what it is. It's earth worship rather than earth stewardship is really what it's all about. I think it's interesting.
Yeah, well, the whole thing, the green agenda is just a veneer on top of world tyranny, communism, fascism, whatever you want to call it. They're using the green agenda to impose their red communism, fascism, whatever you want to call it. You know, I really detest the idea of calling any so-called liberal or progressive. They're regressive. They're going back to the old tyrannical way of managing the human society, which is just a totalitarian government. They hate free speech. They hate the Constitution. They hate the Bill of Rights.
And at one point, will the Greens end up performing human sacrifice, since essentially they're neo-pagans, right? We'll have to start that. Oh my gosh, it's getting warm. We better sacrifice a young virgin. You know, that kind of thing.
Well, it's not just the the Democrats and so forth. The neocons have blood on their hands too. I mean, they're the ones that are trying to blow up half the planet and so forth. We really, government's out of control. Congress is out of control. It's all been co-opted.
And to give them more money is something that I'm just shaking my head about. And I'm sure, now I'm going to be talking with Cliff Bentz. I have an interview slot with him early on Thursday because Congress is back in session this week. And so I got to ask him about this. But if Cliff talked about the Ukraine funding and was at the Patriot event, because I wasn't able to stay for the whole thing, I had many other things I had to do this weekend, call the show and we'll get you to give his take, okay? Thanks, Tom. And let me go to, hello, Dave, and you wanted to weigh in on, what was it, Shifty Schiff, right?
Shifty Schiff.
Yeah.
He got, he was in San Francisco and he parked his rental car in a parking garage. When he came back, his suitcase with all his clothes were stolen. So I had to show up in a meeting wearing a shirt and jeans or something. And, well, that's what Democratic policies in San Francisco get. They get your clothes stolen.
Yeah, I heard about that. That was a wild story. Thanks, Dave. We go to Ron in Grants Pass. Hey, Ron, how you doing? Go ahead.
Oh, good. Hey, on the Grants Pass, Josephine County 116 issue, the Republican Party headquarters has a trifold that beautifully describes and has a map as to what's going to happen if 116 goes through here in Josephine County. And you should probably get a copy or get the Jackson County Republican people to get some copies of that and have them available, because that's where you guys are going to go. And it's all explained right there, and it'll be a real good base to wipe out the three initiatives you guys have.
Yeah, good point on that one. We're going to be covering that tonight in our town halls in the next two nights, too. Thank you very much, Ron. 770-5633. By the way, the first of two of these city halls, or these town halls, rather, against 224, 225, and 226. Ashpole Center tonight, Buchanan, South Buchanan Street, City Hall in the Eagle Point, 6 to 7 o'clock. We're going to be there, okay? 6 to 7 o'clock tomorrow night, Roxy Ann Grange, 1850 Spring Street. Doing the same thing. Bring your questions. Questions are submitted. We just have you fill out a card when you come in there, and then we're going to address them. We only have an hour in each room, so come there ready to get educated, look at the arguments against it, and also ask any additional questions, okay? So tonight, Eagle Point. Tomorrow night, Medford. And I'll talk with the people that are co-hosting this in just a little bit, okay? Hi there. Who's this? Good morning. Welcome. Hi.
Good morning, Bill. This is SLM Brad.
Hi, Brad. What's up?
Hey, I just want to say thank you for what you do, buddy.
Oh, you're welcome.
And to remind you, and you wear it, You're either a leader or you're a lemming.
Hell, I don't feel like running off the cliff. What about you, my friend?
Yeah, I'm with you, brother.
By the way, is that just a fake? I read somewhere that's a fake job, that lemmings just run off the cliff. Is that true? Do you know?
I've seen pictures of it.
Okay.
It's an actual event.
All right.
I believe most of them are like sheep.
Well, you know, the thing is, not everyone's going to be an alpha. There are a lot of betas and deltas and all the rest. We get that. And most people just want to do their job and lead their life, right? They don't want to have to be involved in all the dirtiness of politics. And that's just the reality of it. But it has politics has grabbed so much of people's lives and power that if you're not involved with it right now, you're just on the menu and you're just going to be chewed up. And if all you do is pay attention to it just around election time, boy, you're probably pretty uninformed about it all. That's all I would warn. Okay.
You know, and one real quick example of that is right in our backyard, and we're going to see, it's going to be huge economically as far as the cost is the Klamath River fiasco. That thing is going to be multiple billions of dollars. It'll be a super fund.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's just a matter of time. And, of course, everybody that's been talking about, restoring the river, restoring the fish, the magic fish will make it over the lava dam and everything else. It's like so many lies have been told by so many people. But once again, it was a religious fervor of sorts in which a religious faith that, you know, to destroy the infrastructure and the fish will come back. Fish haven't come back to the Elwha, you know, and it's been gone, 12 years, you know, already.
Yeah.
You know, how many?
That's
what?
A perfect example. I hear you.
All right. Thanks for the call there, Brad. And I'll grab one more before news, and then Dr. Curry Myers joins me. Hi, who's this? Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Bill. Bob Shandon, Medford. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Bob. What's on your mind today?
Happy Monday. I got a one-liner in the form of a question.
Sure.
And that is, the church that's going into the Flying Lark in Grants Pass, will they have bingo?
That's a great question. You know, Bob, I was just thinking about that. The state wouldn't let the vintage gambling machines be used by Travis because, well, after all, you know, the tribal rackets have to be protected, right? That there's a lot of political grift that goes through that situation. And, yeah, it's an interesting question. We'll have to find out.
Yeah. And they also have a really big parking lot. I wonder if they'll house any homeless people there.
Boy, you know, that's really interesting given what happened out in Brookings. You know, in Brookings, you had the Catholic Church out there that was getting all sideways of people because essentially the Brookings Church was feeding the bears, and of course it ends up causing problems within the cities, the cities that don't really want the homeless community, as it were, just coming around and hanging out all the time. But the courts ended up ruling in favor of the church. So you brought up another really interesting question that we can't answer right now, but boy, it's thought-provoking, my friend. Really is.
Well, I wonder if the courts would be in favor of the people around the neighborhood that have to deal with the litter and the trash, you know, from the food after effects that either doesn't get ate, gets partially ate and thrown on the ground, because that's an issue over off of, West Main at the place over there.
I've been told by some people who hand out food that essentially what they're really looking for is money. And the food is not as nearly welcome. Is that true?
I don't know that. I think, people do need to eat. And if they're eating a little food, they're stealing a little bit less to buy their drugs. So, oh.
I guess that's progress, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for posting the question, Bob. 636.
An intelligent solution is shared with others. This is Randall at Advanced Air. Are you looking for a heating contractor to service your furnace or heat pump? Most of Advanced Air's work comes from clients referring us to their friends and family after a repair. Advanced Air strives to provide excellent service and maintain our 5-star rating on Google, Facebook, and BBB. As a Bryant Factory dealer, Advanced Air is grateful for loyal customers. Your referral is the greatest compliment on a job well done. Advanced Air and Bryant do whatever it takes to deliver best-in-class home comfort.
Make the intelligent choice. Visit myadvancedair.com. It's time for the 42nd Annual Southern Oregon Home Show. Anything and everything for your home and property. Coming this May 3rd, 4th, and 5th at the Jackson County Expo. Lots of exhibitors, talk to the experts face-to-face. If you want it, we've got it. Brought to you by the Builders Association Southern Oregon, providing education, advocacy, and policy support for the building industry in our community. See you at the Expo May 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Learn more at our website, buildso.com.
News sponsored by Caveman Heating and Air. It's the climate, and we control it. Call Caveman Heating and Air at 541-476-0009 or cavemanheating.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Even as they grieve for those who were lost, they're starting the long process of cleaning up in the small Oklahoma towns devastated by powerful storms over the weekend, the death toll, at least four. In their latest phone call, President Biden once again pressed Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu to clear the way for more aid to flow into Gaza. Hundreds of arrests over the weekend as anti-Israel protests continue on America's college campuses. Ukrainian President Zelensky reveals that he has been working with the Biden administration on a scheme to provide Ukraine with American taxpayer dollars for the coming 10 years. Enjoying a day off from his criminal trial in New York, former President Trump will be hitting the campaign trail today, something he has wanted to do all along. Today he'll be visiting the battleground states of Michigan and Wisconsin. More details at srnnews.com.
This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and retirement savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing these schemes. Real patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is and fight back against the system. Now, with the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k may be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas into our Election Protection Report. You definitely won't hear any of these in the mainstream news. Get your free copy of our Election Protection Report now. Just text TRUTH to 76626. Plus, today you'll also get a free gold investment kit from our sponsor, Augusta Precious Metals. Text TRUTH to 76626 now and get the free report and gold investment kit. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text the word TRUTH to 76626.
Standard text and data rates may apply.
Oregon Trunk and Auto Authority is your one-stop accessory and protection shop, offering quality products like Lydex spray-on bedliners, undercoating, and truck, Jeep, and SUV accessories. Oregon Trunk and Auto Authority is now your premier source for overlanding, off-road, and outdoor lifestyle products. So what are you waiting for? Stop on by and get prepared for your next adventure. They're located at 4840 Airway Drive, just off Vilas Road in Central Point. Oregon Trunk and Auto Authority, your department of adventure.
A Southern Oregon tradition like no other.
The City of Central Point Wild Road Pro Rodeo, presented by Rogue Regency Inn and Suites.
On Thursday, May 16th, kids get in free.
Head to your local Bi-Mart and get Thursday night general admission tickets for just $20 and free kids tickets, all a part of Free Kids Night.
Many of the nation's top 20 cowboys, cowgirls, and national finals rodeo stock are coming to the home of the only 100-point bull ride for this national finals qualifying event.
All new Ranch Day on Friday and Saturday, perfect for the whole family.
Kid-friendly dummy roping, pony rides, and more from 4 to 8 p.m.
So ride on down to the Expo in Central Point, May 16th, 17th, and 18th for the best Wild Rogue Pro Rodeo to date.
Starting at just $20, get your tickets online at theexpo.com.
The Wild Rogue Pro Rodeo is sponsored by Bi-Mart, Lifer Excavation, Better Built Construction, KTVL 10, and Your Town, Your Country, Q100.3. 106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD, and this is the Bill Myers Show.
Way too long since I've had the pleasure of talking with Dr. Curry Myers. He is America's criminologist, an applied criminologist, academician, did I pronounce that right? Is that how you pronounce that, doctor?
That's it, yep.
Okay, all right. For some reason, it just felt wrong when I said it. Okay, anyway, but let me just go through the rest of this. It's just not a word that I use very often, right?
Yeah, just teacher's fine.
Oh, okay, teacher. But, all right, the other one is many more syllables. Great. author, consultant, retired sheriff of Johnson County, Kansas, one of the largest sheriff's offices in the Midwest. Johnson County has about 650,000 people there, largest populated county in the Kansas City metro area. Dr. Meyer is also on the faculty in the criminology department of Benedictine College and is a public safety advisor to Americans for Prosperity. And, of course, you are all over your Substack, which is where you do a lot of your writing, drcurrymeyers.substack.com. So, Doctor, we're going to talk criminology this morning, if you don't mind. Welcome back to the show, sir.
Always a pleasure to be on.
Now, let's talk about, first off, got a brand new book, which is just out today. And tell us a little bit about that. Never, I want to dig into something you were writing about with Operation Snowcap a few days ago. Talk about that that drug deal.
Yeah, I have a new book, Al. It's called The Advent of Feral Man. It's about the wilding of America. And my focus is causal reasons why we got here, and I'm a big supporter, and you probably remember that the main causal reasons for crime, in my opinion, is the lack of faith, family, and formation.
Yep.
And if we don't have those as the major pillar in the stool that we sit on every day, then we're going to have unintended consequences, and in many cases, there's sometimes intended consequences by those actions. But the importance of parenting, the importance of faith in one's life, serving something greater than ourselves, and the ability to form our children to become prosperous Americans.
Dr. Meyers, I remember talking to you, I want to say, was it maybe a year and a half ago is when I first started talking with you, and we were talking about just that very thing, the advent of feral man. That was one of the pieces you had put out. So you really took that that origin and ended up fleshing that out into the full book on that, didn't you? That's really what happened.
It started as a op-ed where I had concerns about the wilding America, and then I started diving down to that, and I go, you know, that'd be a good title for a book, number one. And then number two, if you the different chapters covering not only the causal reasons, but how we're leading up to this, and I have a pretty large chapter on the dark psychological traits that in my opinion, are increasing in the United States as well. And then I even get into modern day things that are going on now, the principles of elasticity. I think that's a perfect example of what we're seeing on college campuses with people that I'm not going to give them the credit for being protesters. They're rioters, and they're committing criminality as a result of their actions. But they're finding out in some states that they don't tolerate that kind of behavior. And that's the economic principle of elasticity, which is a response to supply and demand, is showing its examples when you get to places like Florida and Texas and Georgia, where they're I've got to commend New York City Police Department. They have been allowed now to really focus on focused deterrence with some of these colleges. And I think it's time for colleges to start practicing focused deterrence as well academically, where they can suspend students and actually kick them off campus and remove them for their actions. I'm a big believer in the First Amendment and all the constitutional rights, but these are not freedom of speech issues. These are, again, issues of criminality that have to be addressed, and they have to be addressed quickly, and you have to address it from the head down. That includes the money that comes in to these organizations, usually through leftist organizations such as the Soros and Tides and those foundations that are funneling money into all of these areas so they can demonstrate.
Isn't it astounding how many of the demonstrators, Dr. Meyers, have just amazingly professionally printed pamphlets and signs and... But it's all a grassroots. It's grassroots. Protesting, right?
They're all in the same tents. They actually have their food catered, and as you can imagine, they're organically correct. So the food is not only catered, but it's organically correct, we laugh at these things, and I laugh at it, make light of it, it's not only sad, but it's breaking down the criminal justice infrastructure in America, which is by design. This is what the left is finally showing its poker hands on. And it's leading to the downfall. I mean, we can't forget history and how Rome fell.
You know, speaking of the the breaking down of the criminal justice system, one aspect, and I'm sure you're familiar somewhat on the periphery with Oregon's Measure 110. Do you recall that a number of years ago, three years ago, we went down that road. We were going to decriminalize street drugs. And that, of course, and it was not talked nearly enough about by in the media and the people discussing this, this was pushed by the George Soros peoples, the open society type people. Mm-hmm. And it was just another example of the, hey, let's try to find district attorneys who won't actually process crimes or prosecute and actually put them in power, you know, that kind of thing. And it has ripped the fabric, the civil fabric of Oregon to shreds here. And now we're dealing not only with the massive homelessness problem, but a massive drug addicted and you know, almost like permanently addicted class here in the state of Oregon. And this is what these kind of individuals, this is the fruit of their poison tree here, Doctor. There's no doubt.
Well, that's exactly correct. And focused deterrence plays an important role in society when it comes to law enforcement. We do live in an over-criminalized society, and I think we have to be careful about how many laws we have, how many logs we have on the books, how they're applied. We're getting into more and more regulatory content that are violations of law that has to be reined in, quite frankly, from Congress and some legislative states.
And I'm glad to hear you say that. That's a balanced approach there because, you know, just because we're looking at, hey, George Soros people on the one extreme doesn't mean that on the other side we have lawmakers that put out so many laws that none of us could possibly keep track of them, right? You violate, just like what Harvey Silverglate said a number of years ago in that book of his. You know, three felonies a day. I'm sure you read that.
Right. And that's exactly right. And I understand that. And I support us taking a look at all criminal laws to make sure that we're not onerous. And the other thing is that laws can't be subjective. They have to be objective in nature, such as hate. Canada is dealing with this significantly and it's turned into serious issues and we don't want to have it here. How do you define hate? You can define hate by, it just depends on the person. So it's extremely subjective. And then, so how do you codify that from a criminal legal perspective? And that's where it goes into free speech issues.
Yeah. You really can't, when it comes right down to it, Doctor, and I know that this may not necessarily be popular, but a free people have to be free to engage in what would be termed thought crime in the criminal justice system these days. I'm really concerned when we get this because, you know, thought crime has really been redefined as to opposing the regime is really where we are right now.
And that's exactly right. So people like you and I who speak our minds and we talk and we, I write a lot on the both the unintended and intended consequences of crime. Canada, you know, if you're a priest talking about pro-life issues or traditional marriage, you could be arrested. And in fact, they have in some areas. So Canada is going through this and everybody has to understand, well, we're America, we're different. But it's a slippery slope. The door's been opened because we do have hate laws already in America. So and there's other laws. I'm not talking about just hate. So we have to understand it. But when the left always takes an idea and they go too far with it. So that's where we get back, coming back to the drug issue, is that hard drugs in particular cannot be something that you have decriminalization in, because I'm going to go back to the principles of elasticity for a minute, which is, again, an economic principle. And I use them a lot in criminology because they apply very well. And so if you have supply and demand and you have decriminalization as a result, number one, the increase in the abuse is going to occur because there's no focused deterrence for people to go, oh, that's against the law. I can't do it. I could go to jail. That's first and foremost. So focused deterrence equals less crime. The second one is in competition. So when you take a look at competition, which is a very important economic principle, other goods can be substituted. And that's where the black market thrives. So if you have decriminalization, let's take the cannabis issue, for instance. Medical cannabis, there is information and research to show that medical cannabis is something that you could use instead of opioids, and it's been proven to be done. But when you completely legalize marijuana and turn recreation into the main use instead of medical, and then you have decriminalization on top of it, all you are doing in reality is increasing the black market for total cannabis, because the whole purpose then people go out is based on pricing, right? Mm-hmm. So you're not going to go into a medical cannabis store and pay a price because it's regulated, it's got compliance, it's got security.
Oh, and frankly, you're not even going to go into the recreational place to buy it as much. You want. In fact, that's what happened here in Oregon. That's what happened here in Oregon. We just flooded the market here.
Okay. Yeah. So the industry bites itself in its own foot when they want to have, the argument is to have medical cannabis. Okay, I understand that. Then why do you want to go to recreation, and then why do you want to go to decrim? Well, the entire purpose then is about increasing THC and getting high. It's no longer the argument about medicine.
And then you have the rise of marijuana psychosis, especially in young people, we've been noticing, because I know the pot now is a lot stronger than the pot that I tried when I was a 16-year-old many years ago, doctor. Okay, just saying.
That's exactly right. So, again, it goes back into if you don't have some regulations on the amount of THC from a medical point of view, then you're going to get THC that's going to be at the 70% level of THC, 80% level of THC. That's where you see some of the gummies and consumables that you have that get incredibly high. So I make the argument that we need to go back to focused deterrence, and we need to go back to an impact on supply and demand. And that's where I wrote this, perhaps we need to go back to the snowcap days, which was a DEA operation in the late 80s and early 90s.
And by the way, I wanted to mention that Dr. Curry Myers has this on his Substack. It's drcurrymyers.substack.com. Perhaps it's time for another Operation Snowcap model. Now, I wasn't familiar with Operation Snowcap before, but you said this actually worked. And if you could describe some of the operation, that'd be great, please.
Well, Pablo Escobar actually was killed as a result of Operation Snowcap and the pressure that was occurred on him. So it was able to take down some significant numbers. But in reality, Operation Snowcap was a cocaine suppression program internationally. It was focused on focused deterrence and disruption. And they use coordinated efforts, seizures, arrests, and significant sanctions. Now, this is extremely important that we have to have sanctions on governments that are bad actors, that are acting towards us in a measure that's trying to hurt us. Now, cocaine is not the focus in as much, even though we still have cocaine and we still have crack cocaine. But our biggest issue today is fentanyl and xylazine. And both of those are the primary sources of those are China. And they are synthetic opioids, and they have any route of administration. That means they can be taken virtually any way. But they use the traditional drug routes to come into the United States. That's the first and foremost. So they're using Mexican drug trafficking routes. So they're aligned with the country of Mexico. There's no doubt about that. And if they're aligned with the country of Mexico, they're also aligned with the Mexican drug trafficking organizations, and they're using the supply chain to come into this country. And if there's pressures on others, they'll go into other areas of South America. China will go into other areas of South America and deploy the same resources to try to affect the supply chain into the United States. The other way that they're coming into the country is through direct source coming into the country through smuggling and through traditional transportation routes. So you could order something online and have it to you from China. So we have to have significant sanctions there, but we also have to have a major increase in cyber investigations. DHS last year rolled out in October a cyber investigations unit focused on this. We need to increase it significantly to shut down the websites that you can order direct from. You can get vast amounts of both fentanyl and xylazine online as a result.
So I can just I could just go online right now if I knew the right part of the web to go to, and then and it just gets shipped. It just gets shipped, and it looks like everything else coming from China for eBay or Amazon shipments. Right? Is that the problem? Is that what it looks
like?
Exactly.
That's exactly correct. So, and then there's the dark web, which most people, you and I, don't really know that much about the dark web. But the dark web is areas that you can get to on the internet that is based on the black market completely. So it's not just drugs; it's virtually anything that you could get from a black market point of view. So we need to increase those, but we also have to change what we're doing. The technology has changed significantly. In fact, Mexican drug trafficking organizations right now are using drone armies to help smuggle fentanyl and xylazine into the United States. And they're also using it as a predator to take over Mexican towns completely so they can use them as center of shipping points.
That would seem to indicate that us just having some Border Patrol people on horseback is probably not going to fix much of that.
Well, it's, you know, that's helpful, but it's and I wouldn't get rid of it, but we have to increase our air technology completely, and we have to look at the border now from a technology, air technology point of view. So we need to counter that with our own vast amount of zone armies, or zone armies, if you will, that can monitor these activities and go after the drones on their own. I mean, they're extreme. People don't realize they are extremely sophisticated. The Callisto cartel in particular has put a lot of money, billions of dollars, into their drone assets and are well known for their drone capabilities. And the problem is you can aerosolize fentanyl. Fentanyl is, I make the argument, this isn't a drug issue. This is a poisoning of America. And it's done by design. The Chinese want to poison us. They want to help kill us. And that poison is fentanyl, because the ability, if you take one dropper full of liquid fentanyl, that has the capability of killing multiple people. Mm-hmm. So that's the reason we have so many people that have exposure, and they end up dying from taking it because it's been mixed incorrectly and there's been too much in it.
Yeah, well, and it's relatively cheap also, Dr. Myers. Yeah. Dr. Corey Myers with me, criminologist and retired sheriff. Dr. Myers, I have to ask, you know, especially since China is making the fentanyl for the most part, and then it's coming through the normal drug cartel situations, given the fact that it is wide open right now, is there any evidence, or is it just conjecture to wonder, that there are members of Congress, perhaps many members of Congress, who are essentially being paid off or enthralled to or under the control of Mexican cartels, the drug cartels?
I haven't seen any of that. That is certainly true in Mexico. The Mexican political environment has been taken over. So I'm not saying it couldn't happen, because it could. The difference between us and Mexico is we have so many different checks and balances, and that's why America works very well. We have law enforcement. You know, we don't have one major law enforcement organization or just two. We have police departments. We have sheriffs. We have state police. We have constables. We have federal agencies, all with different jurisdictional capabilities.
And I understand that, but it appears that when you have something wide open for so many years and nothing can seem to be done about it, it makes you think that there's something else in play besides, well, you know, Democrats run the administration. You start wondering.
Yeah, and I'm not saying it couldn't happen. I'm just saying we haven't seen those kinds of prosecutions and arrests that have occurred, but based on the laws of probability, there are probably some that have been paid off. But we just haven't. I want to caution by saying that, because it's just based on the law of probability, not because I know of any particular.
Yeah, I get that.
Indication.
Yeah, you can understand that because Congress at this point, many members of Congress seem to act as if they are captured in this particular issue about border and drug security and all the rest of it. Doctor, I really appreciate the talk this morning. Before we take off, since your book just came out today, you know, about feral man, and it was an excellent talk we had about a year and a half ago about the advent of feral man. Where can people go to find out more about this particular book and get a copy of it now? Because you're talking about faith, family, yeah, and everything that needs to be done to hold off and vanquish the dark forces that have been rising in the United States of America.
Yeah, and that's a good way of putting it. It's so true. And thank you. It's drcurrymyers.substack.com. Curry is C-U-R-R-I-E. Mm-hmm. Myers is M-Y-E-R-S. I'm releasing it by the chapter. So today's release was the introduction. And I'm also doing a video, a companion. So there'll be a minute introduction in my thought process on the particular chapters. So there's a little greater context for the reader. If you go to my Substack and you go to Advent of Feral Man, which is the book that's the tab on my Substack, you will be able to get to that. It is, however, the paid subscription because there's a lot of time, talent, and treasure that's put into writing books. Mm-hmm. And so you can access that through the paid version of my Substack site.
How much does it cost a month to subscribe?
$250 is what it costs to subscribe, but when you do the paid version, you will also get all of my information, all of my writings. Some of them I put out for free, but I have additional content and information that is paid, so you'll be able to see everything that I do. And then you can also go back in history, because after about 2 weeks, all of my perspectives and writings go to the paid version, so you'll have access to the total library of everything that I write. And I focus on American criminal justice public policy. The reason I go by America's Criminologist is I am concerned about America and America first, and there's opportunities for improvement in our criminal justice field. So I write about those, and I feel like that I'm very honest and open about things that we can do better from a criminal justice point of view. But I also I give words of caution on when we're going too far with anything that we're trying to improve.
Very good. I appreciate that very much. DrCurryMyers.substack.com. I'll get that information up there. And now I've been a free subscriber for a while there. I think we're going to have to pony up a few bucks. So $250 a month. I can do that, all right?
We're good for that. I know people get tired of the paywalls and all that kind of stuff, but the one thing that I like about Substack is that I am free. I can write as I wish to write about issues. I do not have, I have editing software that I can make sure that everything looks good and professional and copyrighted and given citations appropriately. But I do not have a publisher or an editor that says you cannot write about that.
Or you cannot say this. You cannot say you this, Dr. Myers. Yeah.
Yeah. Substack is why I chose that section. And one of the reasons I chose, and now I can, if you become a member and you want a hard copy, I can get you a hard copy as well. So once you become a member, I'm happy. You can reach out to me on my Substack site and with your address, and I can mail you the hard copy, because some people still prefer that, and I understand that. Mm-hmm. And then the other reason is I really want people to read my other work because it's important to have. And I think especially if you're a student, if you're someone who's a student of criminology, and that doesn't mean someone that's just 18 or 19, but if you want to really know more about law enforcement, criminology, how it works, the cause and effect, I think you would enjoy reading my material, because it's going to open it up to kind of inside baseball that will give you that's why we do certain things.
Doctor, we appreciate you being on the program, and thanks so much. Good luck on this, and I want to take a look at that book. I'll be in touch, all right? You be well.